Kelsey Burns from Dance Around the Kitchen is back today to help us simplify the cookie decorating process. I learned so much from her. I know you will too. Here's to creating wonderful memories and enjoying scrumptious cookies with our loved ones. Made simpler with Kelsey's fabulous tips and tweaks. Let's get started. Hey friends, I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast, friends. We are in the middle of December and I've got cookies and baking and decorating on the brain, but I have to tell you, it can be so overwhelming. So I have invited my friend Kelsey back from Dancing Around the Kitchen to help us simplify cookie decorating and have a whole lot of fun with our family. So Kelsey, welcome to the show.
Hi, Erin. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, you were on in November helping us simplify holiday mealtime, which we will link because you still need that in December. But for those of you that missed it, Kelsey, would you introduce yourself again?
Yeah. So like Erin said, I was on and we were talking about simplifying holiday meals. So you might know a little bit about my background, but to sum it up, I'm an Iowa State alum. I'm a food scientist, a food blogger, a farm wife, and a mother of three.
I love that. And you always have that science background in mind, which always, like, you're always doing experiments, which I love. Like, I'll never forget you tried to figure out the best way to keep a banana the longest.
Yeah, I love, you know, I just love bringing that food science. You know, I no longer am really working as a food scientist, but I love being able to bring some of that into what I'm doing as a food blogger.
I love it. You teach me so much. And she likes to keep it simple, but delicious. Her recipes are divine. So make sure you follow her for all of those. Where can they find you on Instagram?
On Instagram, my handle is DanceAroundTheKitchen2019. And then you can find me on all other platforms with the handle DanceAroundTheKitchen.
I love it. Okay, so when it comes to cookie decorating, we think of frosting and sprinkles and a big old mess. But what are your best tips for setting up?
Yes, so you hit the nail on the head. When it comes to decorating cookies, it is messy. And I love decorating cookies as a kid. But now as a mom, I realize how much work it really is, not just setting up, but then also the cleanup afterwards. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mom, thank you for doing that when we were little. But man, it is a lot of work. The first thing I would say is, so some of the tips for setting up. First off, once again, use that 99-cent tablecloth. Mm. You will thank yourself later. It makes for super easy cleanup. Another tip I have is to use a 6-cup muffin tin. I like to use these for sprinkles and candies. I find it really easy for, you know, the kids with the really little hands, they can just reach in there and sprinkle them onto their cookie, and you don't have to worry about them dumping the entire container of sprinkles on the cookie. So dump them into a little muffin tin, and it's also easier than for them to pass the muffin tin around and share with their siblings or cousins or whoever else they're decorating with. Another thing I like to do is to utilize these muffin tins also for different colors of frosting.
Oh, so good idea. It keeps them separate,
but for kids that aren't old enough to use, you know, a piping bag, or maybe, you know, maybe that's too complicated for them. So just that way they can pass around the little muffin tin with the knives in it, and they can spread it on their cookies. You can also, for really little kids, I find it easier for them to be able to paint with like a pastry brush. Ooh. Rather than using a knife to spread. So for my little ones, I will take a buttercream, or you can use a tub of frosting from the store, and just add a little bit of milk or heavy cream just to make it a little bit more thin. Then you can dip it with use a pastry brush, and you can frost it on the cookies, kind of painting it on the cookies. And that's kind of fun because it's kind of like a little, it kind of looks like watercolor paint on the cookies when you use different colors. So that's a really fun tip for the really little ones.
I love that. How fun. And my kids would totally eat that up. Of all ages, I think you could get really creative. I'm thinking of my 12-year-old daughter. She would totally make some ombre effect cookie, you know?
Yes, it's so fun.
Okay. Now, what if you don't have like a pastry bag? Is there anything else in your pantry that you could use instead for, you know, piping on frosting?
Yes. So we always use like the resealable Ziploc baggies. And they're really perfect because you can fill them. And then unlike a piping bag, you can actually, you know, close the top. So you're not worried about it spilling out the top when they're trying to squeeze. So I always recommend just cut a really small hole in one of the tips so it's not squeezing everywhere. You can always make the hole bigger. You can never make it smaller. So using those resealable plastic baggies works like a gem.
That's so smart. Okay. And then like before they come in, like, are you doing this all before they arrive or like, what's your take on that?
Yes, that's a great question. I like to recommend that you're going to make your cookie and you're going to decorate another. It's a lot, especially for little kids to do it all in one day. And I think it also makes it really stressful on the parents to, you know, make the dough, cut out the dough, bake the cookies, and then worry about all the decorating. So we always like to bake them one weekend and then decorate the following weekend. So you can put the cookies in the freezer and they're going to stay really nice in the freezer until the following weekend. Now, before I invite the kids in the kitchen, I always like to have everything ready first. So what I like to do is to make kind of like a little station for each of the kids. And what I'll do is I'll take a rimmed baking sheet. So like imagine a cookie sheet with like the 1-inch rims around the outside. And I'm going to cover that with either foil or waxed paper just for easy cleanup. And then I'm going to give each of the kids maybe 6 or 8 cookies. Now, remember, the kids, they don't need a ton and they have short attention spans. So 6 cookies is typically plenty. So I will have them ready to go on a baking sheet. They each have their own. And that way, you know, they each have kind of their own station. They're not reaching for other people's cookies or other people's stuff on their tray. They're really just focused on the cookies that are right there before them. And then, like I said, I love to put the sprinkles and the frostings in a muffin tin so they can easily be passed around.
I love that. I love how simple those tweaks are, but how purposeful they are. And I think, too, like you said, spacing out, making it 2 different experiences, the cookies one weekend and the decorating another weekend. Now, when somebody freezes a cookie, what does that, like, how would you freeze a cookie? What is the process?
Right. So after you do the cutout cookies, which whether you're making them store-bought or whether you're making them completely homemade, or maybe you're using, you know, a package of cookie dough mix, either way, after your cookies are done baking, you're going to let them cool completely first. So once they're totally room temperature, you can put them in an airtight container or in freezer bags and then put them in the freezer. I like to keep them in the deep freeze just because it's a little bit, it keeps them a little bit colder and it's not going to, typically a deep freeze isn't opened and shut as many times as, you know, our kitchen freezer here with the refrigerator. So it's the deep freeze is going to keep it a little bit colder and therefore will keep the cookies a little bit better.
And then do you just let them thaw before you bake?
Yep. So as soon as, or before we frost?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes. No, that's okay. So we will, yep, we'll just take them out of the freezer and I'll put them on their little baking sheets, you know, for the kids to decorate. And they're going to thaw really, really quickly. So you don't need to worry about letting them set out for a couple hours or anything. Just take them out right before you're ready to decorate. And one thing I also wanted to mention with these rimmed baking sheets, the thing that I find them the most beneficial for is that they're not going to let sprinkles roll all the way to the floor. So they have the edges. So you're not going to get things totally everywhere. It's going to contain that in a little space and make for easy cleanup.
Now, I didn't hear you mention decorating cookies yourself. Do you have any tips for decorating? Like, would you decorate with your kids or is that a recipe for disaster? What would you suggest?
So it kind of depends on the age of the kids. You know, when I'm just with my little kids, you know, I have a 6, a 3, and a 1-year-old. The 1-year-old's probably not going to get involved quite yet, but the other two, our older girls, you know, they love decorating cookies. So if it's some afternoon, some weekend afternoon, and it's just us three, I love being able to help them and we can just all be hands-on. I can make my own cookies and help them at the same time. But if we have more kids in the kitchen, so for example, when my kids get together with their cousins, there's 13 grandkids on that side and they're all 8 and under. So it's pretty chaotic when they all get together, but they also love decorating cookies. So last year, what we did is we got the cousins together and in the morning we had them decorate their cookies. And then once we put them down for a nap after lunch, then me and my sisters and my mom were able to decorate cookies and spend some time together as well.
I love that. So, you know, there's different options available and sometimes just thinking through like what makes the most sense. Sometimes I think we try to do it all at once and it just produces overwhelm because we aren't enjoying ourselves. We're trying to master and tame the chaos, but kind of separating sometimes is a good option too. That's such yes. good advice. Okay. Cookie decorating can feel like a chore for some. How can you make it more fun and take the chore and turn it into a fun memory?
Yes, that is so true. It can be messy. It can be exhausting. But there are definitely things that you can do to make it a little less stressful. So first off, you know, I was a dancer growing up. Music is huge for me. So just turning on the tunes, putting on an apron and having fun is most important for me. You know, that makes it feel like an experience when you have the music, you have the cookies, you have the family. It feels like a fun memory in the making. So also remember that you don't have to do it all. You know, we mentioned baking the cookies on one day and decorating it on another. Remember that you also don't have to do the baking. You know, you can buy the cookies store-bought or you can buy store-bought frosting. You don't have to do it all. And then another fun way, and I know this is something that you guys do also with some of your husband's engineering group,
yes.
is turning it into a contest. So, you know, as the kids get a little bit older, you know, they love a contest. They love competition. So how can you turn cookie decorating into a contest? And I think that's so fun, whether it's for cousins or, you know, just sibling rivalry, or maybe it's a work contest. It's always a fun way to do some team building and makes it just kind of a fun experience for everyone.
Yes, we do it with my husband's engineering team, and they tend to be a little introverted. So it's a great way to kind of get them excited, knowing that they're going to win a prize. It started because my son was kind of aging out of like wanting to decorate cookies. And the minute I turned it into a competition, he was like, okay, I want to win. So that's how I get him and my husband and my dad involved. And what we do is we send the pictures anonymously to a family group text. And we have a couple of categories like best use of materials, which is always won by a small port because they like to use the most sprinkles and frosting, and then like best in show. And it's just really fun. And it gets the people that aren't there involved too. So definitely a fun way to get those that maybe are more resistant to decorating cookies excited if you add the competition element. Sure. Yes.
Definitely.
It is definitely a favorite family tradition. And I think adding music is one of the most underrated tweaks you can make. When I don't feel like cooking dinner, I will turn on some soft jazz and it just immediately puts me in a better mood. It makes these like this doldrum task into more of an experience. So when in doubt, add music. I love that tip. Right. Okay.
You know, I like to think when I think of adding music, I think of using all the senses and that, you know, I was a food scientist and a lot of my time as a food scientist, I was actually working as a sensory scientist. So we were talking about how do things taste? How do things smell? And, you know, how does it crunch when you bite into it? And I think when we talk about memories, we can remember them better when we're using more than one sense. So we can smell the cookies and the frosting. We can hear the music. We can hear our family laughing. You know, we can see the pretty colors of the frosting. So I love being able to add, you know, all the senses. And yeah, adding music is just a super simple way to make it a little bit more festive.
I love that. The five senses. That's so good. I'm going to think about that going into the holiday season, just engaging more of those senses so that we can really solidify those memories, because I want them to dig deep into my heart. That's good stuff. Are you feeling overwhelmed by all of the holiday hustle and bustle? Have you considered yourself a Scrooge recently? Let us help you reclaim your peace and joy with the Simple Purposeful Holiday Workbook. And did I mention it's free? Inside, you'll find holiday entertaining checklists, holiday menus, delectable recipes, fun party games, fill-in-the-blank printables, all of the things you need to thrive this holiday season. And did I mention it's free? Go to simplepurposefulliving.com/holiday to download your copy today and say so long to the stress and Mr. Scrooge and hello to holiday fun. Okay, so you alluded to the fact that we do not have to make everything from scratch. So do you have a couple of shortcuts to simplify the process?
Definitely. You know, I have my very favorite cutout recipe on my blog, but you know, sometimes you just don't have time to do everything. So maybe you choose to buy store-bought cookies and make your own frosting or vice versa. So first, let's talk about the cookies. You can buy a couple, well, one really great option is if you have a local bakery that does cutout cookies, ask them if you can buy some that are undecorated. So then you're, you know, you're still supporting local, but then you can decorate them as a family as well. You can also buy the refrigerated cookie dough that you can find like in the tubes, but you do need to add a little bit of flour to them. Otherwise, they're not going to maintain their shape after you bake them. So, for example, if you look at a package of Pillsbury refrigerated cookie dough, there's a note on the side that says, if you want to make cutouts, add X amount of flour. And you'll kind of add that to the dough before you roll it out and bake it. So you can either make them completely homemade, you can go the Pillsbury route and make it semi-homemade, or you can buy store-bought and just worry about the frosting.
Okay, that makes sense why my snowman shapes always, like, they get, like, they grow and they poof out. It's because I never added flour. Okay, you just changed my life. Sure. Thank you.
Typically on the Pillsbury package, there's a note that says how much flour to add. So then you'll have a snowman instead of a super fluffy, fat snowman.
My husband would say that I don't always read the fine print. That might be an issue of mine.
No, I'm in the same boat. So, you know, it happens. Happens to the best of us.
Oh. Any other shortcuts?
Yeah. So when we think about frosting, you know, my mom always made her own homemade buttercream frosting. And so, of course, I'm a little bit biased to that. But there are some really great store-bought options as well. And actually, I was doing some reading on this, and Taste of Home actually did some, you know, they did like this big test to see, and this is something that I would do, buy all the different brands of frosting and figure out which one is the best. And their favorite really surprised me. It was just Walmart's Great Value store-bought vanilla frosting was their favorite, and they said it tasted most like homemade. So if you're looking for, you know, a super easy option and you just want to buy a tub of frosting, that might be a good one to try.
That is a good tip. Who would have known?
I know. So now I really want to go taste it and see if that's really true.
Okay. So that's your next taste test, please. After the bananas. Yes. Now you need to do this for the holiday season and tag me so I can share it with our community. That is, I love that. Okay. Perfect. That's good. And I'm always looking for simplifying, because here's the heart of it. If your goal is to make a memory and decorate cookies with your family, then how can we simplify the process to get there? That's the whole point of simple, purposeful living, you know, simplifying the process to get to the heart of what matters. So I love that you can shortcut it, and I will be sure to add flour to my refrigerated cookie dough going forward. My future cookie shapes. Thank you. Okay. So we talked a little bit about how to store cookies in the freezer until you decorate them. But what is the best way to store cookies once you've decorated them? Like, how do you not smush all the frosting? I don't want my cookies to taste like the peanut butter star cookies. Like, how do I store cookies well?
Yes, great question. And, you know, when you have all those different flavors mixing in a container, it's never, it never keeps them their flavor they're actually supposed to be. So let's go to just the frosted cookies. So let's say you made these beautiful cutout cookies, or maybe they're not super beautiful. Either way, if you have the frosted decorated cookies, I like to first put them on baking sheets and put them in the freezer for even a half hour or an hour. That's just going to freeze them. And then you can stack them or whatever in a container and then keep them frozen. Or you can simply add a layer of cookies in a container and then add wax paper sheets in between the layers. So you're not going to have the frosting stick to all the cookies and just have one big jumbled mess. So utilize wax paper, utilize your freezer, and that will help in storing your cookies. Now, when it comes to having all different flavors of cookies, so, you know, one of my favorite cookies is my grandma's Spritz cookies, but they're very vanilla, very vanilla and almond flavor. Now, I don't want my chocolate cookies and my peanut butter cookies and mint cookies making those taste like all the other flavors in the batch. So I always keep each type of cookie in a separate container. And that's just going to keep all the flavors separate and make sure that they're not mixing. Now, I know people love to give containers of cookies that have all different flavors, and it's so fun and it's beautiful and it's fun to see all the different things that, you know, all the different cookies that people make as a family. But you can also do this. You can do the same exact thing, but put them in Ziploc baggies first before you put it in that container, just so you're keeping all the flavors and smells separate.
I love that. That's such good advice. And you gave me an aha moment in the fact that, do you freeze your decorated cookies and then just pull them out of the freezer when you're going to, like, a few at a time when you're going to eat them?
I sure do.
That is so smart. That is such a simple tweak. I've never thought of that before. This is why I had you on. You're so smart.
I love cutout cookies, but I feel like once they sit on the counter for, you know, they only last 5 days. And most of the time, a batch of cutout cookies is going to make quite a few. So I like to make sure I put them in the freezer, because that way, each time I get a cookie out of the freezer, it's going to be nice and fresh. But also, I can hide a container in the freezer so they actually make it to Christmas. They don't all get eaten by my family before, you know, the holiday festivities even begin.
And then you can prep them in advance, and you're not making all of your cookies December 23rd and forcing yourself to eat 48 cookies in the next 48 hours.
Yes. And my kids, I mean, they love decorating cookies. So we like to do it at least two times throughout the holidays, so we can make smaller batches and just really enjoy each time we're doing it without worrying about making 6 dozen cookies each time.
So many good ahas for me. Like, you can make the cookies in advance, put them in the freezer, and then get them out a couple of different times, maybe even, you know, once with the neighbors or once with the grandparents, or like you said, just once you and your daughters, you can do it a couple of times throughout the season, really enjoy the experience. That's so smart.
Yes.
Oh, I feel like my cookie decorating is going to take on a whole new meaning. You just simplified it, made it so much better. This is such a good episode. I'm like, yes, thank you. This is all for me.
Good.
Thank you. Okay. So now that we're wrapping up, I'm going to ask you a couple rapid fire questions about cookie decorating. Okay. You kind of alluded to this, but how early do you start baking Christmas cookies each year?
Well, for the blog, I will start in October typically, which I know seems super crazy, but, you know, people are searching for Christmas cookies early, so I will post them on the blog early. However, for our own personal enjoyment, anytime after Thanksgiving is free game for us.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to ask you if you're a pre-Thanksgiving or post-Thanksgiving Christmas decorator.
I have to wait until after Thanksgiving. Like, I love the Thanksgiving holiday, and I can't truly get excited for Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Okay. we'll differ on that one, but I always decorate before Thanksgiving because we celebrate Christmas with my parents the day after Thanksgiving. So I like to have it decorated, and we're not home for Thanksgiving. We're going to go to my grandma's, but anywho.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, what are your favorite must-bake every year Christmas cookies?
The frosted spritz cookies are my number one favorite. Those are ones my grandma always made, and I can't go a holiday without them. So the spritz cookies are my number one. I also love a good cutout cookie, and my Aunt Jane makes the best soft gingerbread cookies, so I cannot go without those either.
Okay, so here's a question. Do you make those cookies any other time or just at the holidays?
The spritz cookies and the gingerbread cookies, that's pretty much the only time of year I'll make them. Cutout cookies, I'll make several times throughout the year. I just made some for my daughter's birthday. She wanted little rainbow cookies, so we made those. We'll do it like around Valentine's Day, make some hearts and that kind of thing. So it kind of depends on the time of year.
Oh my goodness. Well, I just think it's so funny that we spend all the time on these delicious cookies. And for me, like you, most of them I'm only making one time of year. Just makes me laugh. Exactly. I don't know why we do it, but we do. Okay. And then are you a sprinkle or colored frosting person for decorating?
Most people will probably defer on this, but I love a frosted cookie with quite a bit of sprinkles on it. I love the crunch of the crystal, little crystal sprinkles. I love the crunch they add. My grandma always added those on the spritz cookies that I'm talking about. And, that is the way to go, in my opinion.
I like those disc sprinkles. You know what I'm talking about? Like they come in mini colors and they're like thin, tiny little discs. I love those on buttercream frosted cookies as well. I'm a huge fan of those. Yeah.
Classic.
But we always have like kid cookies, like, oh, these are so beautiful. Not necessarily something I would eat. And then, like my mom makes like a batch that are more for public consumption.
Basically what you're saying is you have Quincy's cookies.
Yes.
And then the rest.
Yes, he always wins for best use of materials because I do not have the muffin tins, and he just proceeds to dump the entire thing of sprinkles onto his cookie. And I don't have the rimmed cookie sheet, so then I'm literally vacuuming up sprinkles for months. So I'm going to incorporate all of these tips. Like I said, it's going to be life-changing. We're going to have a much happier experience, and I won't be stepping on sprinkles until February.
I will happily enjoy his sprinkle-coated cookies anytime.
Yes, stay tuned. I'm sure I'll share our cookie decorating contest and have social media weigh in. Oh, Kelsey, this was tremendous. It makes me so excited to decorate cookies with my family and make those sweet memories. Where can they find you on social media? And we will put your cookie cutout recipe in our show notes in case they're looking for a really good tried and true recipe. Hers are the best. So, but tell them where they can find you and where they can find your recipes.
Yep. All my recipes are on my website, which is dancearoundthekitchen.com. You can also find me at all the social platforms. On Instagram, it's dancearoundthekitchen2019. And on all other platforms, it's just dancearoundthekitchen.
Well, thank you, Kelsey. This was a delight. And I hope you and your family have a very happy sprinkle-filled holiday season. I know that thanks to your sweet tips, we are going to have a really fun time over here.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me, and happy holidays to you guys as well.
Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you like this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.